About 9 years ago today, 7-year-old James Lee Harper III was killed by his mother, Rachel Klein Summers, in Christiana, Tennessee. Rachel is behind bars in Nashville, where she will remain for the rest of her life. The courts found that Rachel's husband, Edward Summers, also played a role in the murder of James. About 6 years ago, Edward Summers entered a best interest plea to facilitation of murder and will go before a parole board on September 24th. If his eligibility for parole is approved by the board, he will be released from prison in October of this year. We talked to the uncle of James Lee Harper, who told us that Summers should not be released from prison. He suggested that the murder of a child should keep someone behind bars their entire sentence, and not just part of it. In this interview, Klein told us that little James Lee Harper, who was just 7 when he was killed by his mother, is still missed greatly today.
9 years ago, my nephew, James Lee Harper, was murdered by my sister in their home in Christiana. And she has recently been married to Edward Summers, who is the person that's on parole coming up. But basically, he assisted her in the facilitation of his murder, and essentially, you know, was responsible for his death as well. Now my sister is in the women's penitentiary in Nashville. And she's serving a life sentence. I think Ed is serving a 20-something year sentence, and this is the second time he's up for parole already. Yeah, September 24th is when the parole hearing is. James was just the best kid. He was, you know, so energetic, so, you know, loving life. Was just a great kid. Was just wanted to be a good kid, and was a good kid. And unfortunately, the situation he was put in by my sister. He was being abused, and you know, we were trying to intervene with that with Child Protective Services, which wasn't a whole lot of good. But you know, it was a hard situation at the time, and you know, it still is obviously now when it comes back up. You know, every day it's hard, but especially when something like this comes back up. But James was just the greatest kid. I mean, my sister had a lot of problems. You know, growing up, and she has a lot of problems with, you know, with needing to be with somebody, and she's been married several times, and you know, I've kind of helped her raise James. So, you know, James is essentially like almost a foster child to me, because I kind of helped watch him growing up, and, you know, took care of him, helped take care of him and stuff. So, but, you know, he was just the greatest kid, and, you know, I was so proud of him, and he was doing so good with everything he was doing.
I guess kind of touch base on James's stepfather, who was with Rachel at the time. When you first heard about what had occurred, what were your first thoughts?
You know, I was shocked when I first found out about it. We went to the house immediately. Of course, we couldn't get all that information because it just happened. And, you know, Mr. Summers, he just, from the moment I met him, I knew something wasn't quite right with him. And, you know, from the get-go, he pulled my sister away from the family. My sister was always really close to my mom, you know, really close with us. We, like I said, we helped out with Grant or with James. And, you know, just, she was, you know, part of the family. And when she became involved with him, he pulled her away more and more. And then, got to the point where we couldn't see James anymore, and basically it was because of the abuse that was going on. He was telling me things about it, and you know, we were starting to do the procedure with Child Protective Services. But there's just something about Mr. Summers that he's just evil, and you know, there's just no other better way to put it. There's something about him that just gives you an uneasy feeling.
Are you going to the parole hearing in September?
Yes, I will be there. My wife will be with me, and my brother also.
Will they give you a chance to actually speak before the parole board?
Yes, the way they do it, the way they do the video session, you're basically a teleconference between one of the judges who's on the parole board, Mr. Summers, and then everyone's able to be seen by everybody. So we'll be able to make a statement. We've also written letters. People can write letters, whether they know the situation or not. And they can email those to victim.witness@pm.gov. And just there's some information on a site that they'll need to do that. But, you know, anyone's welcome to do that, you know, that wants to, that knows anything about it, or that just doesn't want him to be set free. I mean, anyone that helps facilitate a murder of a child, you know, they don't have any place in society as far as I can tell, especially without serving their full sentence.
Now that all of this has gone to court, it's all done with in the past, what role do you think Edward Summers played in the death of young James, who died at the age of 7?
I would say, you know, next to the actual murder, you know, performed by my sister, I would say that, you know, it was a critical role, because before that, before he came around and kind of almost brainwashed her into the way she ended up being, and pulling away from the family and everything, she wasn't like that. I mean, she was very, very sweet and very loving. You know, like I said, with this stuff with the family, I would say that he had everything to do with his death. And the reason we couldn't, they couldn't charge him with anything more than what they did, is the only other witness was my sister. And it really, at that point, she wasn't really a credible witness, to rest the whole case on. So he took a best interest plea of facilitation of murder, knowing that he was getting the better end of that deal, if he was getting 20 some odd years.
After your family went through this, have you had a chance to talk to and possibly even work with other families who have gone through similar situations?
I haven't as of yet, and that's something it's been on my mind to do some sort of outreach program and get some kind of foundation or something set up to assist other people with similar situations. You know, it's just something that kind of weighs on you when you go through something like that. And it definitely changes you as a person, for sure.
Do you talk to your sister Rachel on a regular basis?
I have not talked to her. As a Christian, I'm a Christian person. I've forgiven both of them for what they did, but I just can't bring myself to talk to her. She writes letters and stuff like that, but as far as actually going to see her and talking to her on the phone, I haven't done that. My brother, I think, has talked to her and seen her a couple of times.
Does your mom, Janet, go and talk to her?
She did. My mother passed away a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, and before that, she would go and see Rachel, and we talked to her on the phone pretty regularly.
I'm just curious, is going to talking to her, is that something you plan to do in the future, especially after this parole hearing?
It's not a thing I plan on doing anytime in the near future, something maybe down the road. I mean, the way that I feel about it is, you know, she did what she did, and she has to live with that, and that's her, you know, that was her choice to do what she did, whether it was right or wrong. And that's something that, you know, her and God have to settle with. And, you know, I can't judge her for what she did, even though it hurt so bad. But, you know, it's not something I can do at the moment. It's not really about my sister. It's about Mr. Summers and his parole hearing and just trying to make sure that James has a voice, because he doesn't have that voice anymore. He didn't have a choice in the situation he was put in. And, you know, I feel like I have to be there for him and speak for him.
Are you the only family member still alive today who is speaking out for James?
My brother still lives in Murfreesboro, and he will be going to the parole hearing as well. And my wife also. We were dating at the time that James was murdered, so she knows the whole situation and will be speaking as well.
That was James Klein. He is the brother of Rachel Klein Summers, the woman who was accused and convicted of murdering her son, who was just 7, James Lee Harper, 9 years ago. They lived in Christiana, near Christiana Elementary School. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.